The world of self-driving cars took a terrifying turn earlier this week when a woman in Tempe, Arizona was struck and killed by one on a test run at night. There are a couple different elements to this story worth highlighting. One, there was actually a driver in the car at the time of the crash, pretty standard for this phase of the overall technology. Secondly, that driver was actually looking down for most of the 10 seconds before the crash, leading many casual observers of the situation to believe that he was using a phone while not driving the self-driving car. Meaning, even when the vehicle is supposedly in control of its own navigations, a human element is required to notice, say, a woman walking a bike across the street. That's an issue, not just from a culpability standpoint in terms of ride-sharing services, but in general for the viability of the innovation. What's the point of a self-driving car if you've got to drive it yourself in order to not kill anyone? It's a very real question that the auto industry needs to answer quickly. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.